MPS moved a step closer Wednesday to selling the vacant Malcolm X School building to a developer. A Common Council committee gave the nod to the school district's blueprint. The issue has gotten quite a bit of attention because a private school has wanted to buy the building. As Marge Pitroff reports, the committee affirmed the school district's intentions while questioning its thoroughness. Under the MPS plan, the district would sell the old Malcolm X School to a developer for about $2 million. The developer would convert the property into housing and commercial space, along with updated classrooms. MPS would buy back the classrooms to start a new international baccalaureate program. The committee spent much of Wednesday morning questioning the details until Alderman Willie Wade called for a vote. He said the panel was not conducting business as usual because school voucher supporters criticize MPS for refusing to sell the building to St. Marcus School.
MPS is a property owner. They have rights. They can deal with who they want to deal with. We're lucky and fortunate that we're getting this quality of project in this area of town to serve this neighborhood, to serve our kids in this city. We're getting a tax base from it that we weren't getting before. We got a minority development. I mean, it's a whole lot of pluses in this.
Wade insists the committee and MPS are not trying to jump ahead of the state. Some legislators want to require MPS to sell vacant property to other educational entities. According to Wade, the developer in this case had been talking with city leaders long before St. Marcus expressed an interest in the school building. The only committee member to vote against the MPS plan Wednesday was Alderman Jim Bowl.
MPS should be able to control its destiny at this location. I just am not fully comfortable with all the details to move forward right now today.
Financial details such as what happens if the developer cannot get the tax credits necessary to make the project work. Another criticism, this one from Alderman Bob Bauman, is the fact MPS would award the project to a developer without a competitive bidding process.
But I will give the benefit of doubt to MPS. They think this is they've exercised their best judgment, and this is the best deal they think they can come up with. The goals are laudable. I support them entirely.
The committee added what members called cost controls to the plan to protect taxpayers, then sent it to the full Common Council. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.